find it difficult to focus or indeed let yourself go in meditation, then here is another meditation that may help you release from your body and immerse yourself in spirit. Then you can return to the previous meditations to again focus on your past life. Let me take you on a journey through space and time. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel the earth under the floor. Feel the rocks in the earth. Feel the warmth of the earth's core. Bring that warmth up through your feet. Feel the warmth move up through your legs and into your torso. Feel it move up to your shoulders and down your arms. And feel it move through your head. A beam of light, white or maybe golden, shines down on your head and washes through your body, cleaning and cooling the earth energy until it surrounds you like a cocoon. Feel the love that this light contains for you. Imagine all your loved ones sending you love at that moment. Then allow this cocoon of loving light to pick you up and carry you away from this place, carrying you away from the land and up through the skies. Then carrying you beyond the atmosphere and away from the earth. As you look back at the earth, you see it getting smaller and smaller, until it is just a ball suspended in space. You rush past the moon. The planets go by, one after the other, and then the solar system. Our Milky Way galaxy disappears off into the distance. The other galaxies rush past and get smaller and smaller. You see the wonderful coloured lights from the nebulas rushing off in the distance. You turn to look ahead and you see this beam of light you're riding coming to a point. You come to a stop at this point and the beam is now a small dot of light. You envelop this dot of light. It is so small, it sits in the center of your body. You have arrived at the center of the universe. This is the point where science says the Big Bang occurred. It blew the universe into existence. Look around at the lights off in the distance. Galaxies. Stars. Nebula. The light is blinding in every direction. But we are on a spiritual journey, and this is then the point where God, or the universal creator, universal spirit, gave life to the newly created universe. Here, spirit could develop, learn and grow to be a bright and loving part of the universal consciousness we refer to as God. But if it's all out there, not here where you find yourself, then the only thing here is you and the point of light, which is the loving God inside you. It was inside you back when you began this journey. Remember that wherever you travel, this light travels with you. The center of the universe may be where it all started, and it is a quiet place to commune with God. But it seems a lonely place when there's so much love and light out there. So go and mingle. As you travel back past the outer stars, you see that the lights aren't from the galaxies, but from the spirits that inhabit them. Countless souls, all on their own journeys, some seeing the bright light of your spirit racing through their skies. Realize that your light is just as bright to others as they are to you. You see a cloud of light as big as the largest galaxy. Is this a gathering of spirit? Once it was, but now all the spirits here have developed so highly they no longer have the need of physical form or even of individuality. So they meld into one high spirit. This is the last stage of their development before being one with God. You normally cannot see or contact such high spiritual consciousness directly. But seeing as we are floating through space, we can at least observe their light. Now you look down at the light emanating from within you. You may think, I have a long way to go before I am at their level. Now you come to a planet surrounded by bright spirits. They seem very pleased with their world. It is developing nicely along with its spiritual inhabitants. You congratulate the spirits on their lovely world and add that you wish your Earth was so spiritual. They answer that their world was much like ours and that spirit in physical form has to learn from an imperfect world the lessons that enable it to change that world all the better. So don't lose hope. It will all be as it should in the end. Remember that you have been given this earthly existence to better learn how to grow in spirit. So embrace it and take every advantage of this life and the knowledge it can give you. You say goodbye to these spirits and give them a hug. How do you hug spirit? Just imagine they are a cuddly person or even animals and hug the image. They will feel it. You see that familiar blue globe getting larger and larger as you come back to this earth plane. You touch down softly into your seat, still enveloped in the loving beam of light. Soak it up one more time, and then let it release you back into this room, relaxed and energized. Take a deep breath and open your eyes.